In its 2021 annual report, Public Health Sudbury and Districts focused on the challenge protecting the public from COVID-19 while working to roll out more than 380,000 doses of vaccine. This happened despite disruption and uncertainty. The report is titled, Strong and Steady in Uncertain Times. The annual report was approved by the PHSD Board of Health on October 20. The document included input from board chair and newly re-elected Ward 6 City Councilor Renee LaPierre and Medical Officer of Health Dr. Penny Sutcliffe. In her report to the board, Sutcliffe said, "We have for sure been navigating turbulent times and waters in 2021. She said PHSD carried on, sticking with our values and principles in responding to community needs. LaPierre said public health provided the public with a steady response to the pandemic regardless of outside influences. These achievements underscore the value of public health in our communities. Even in times of considerable disruption and uncertainty, public health adjusted, collaborated, and responded in step with community needs to protect the health of residents and reduce the burden on an overstretched healthcare system," LaPierre said. The report noted that by January 2021 the pandemic had been ongoing for 9 months already and that vaccines were just being introduced to the general public in a limited way. At the same time, the Ontario government announced its second provincial lockdown and stay-at-home order. The same week all that was occurring, PHSD began administering COVID-19 vaccines for the first time, at a long-term care home on Manitoulin Island. Days later, the first COVID outbreak at a Sudbury long-term care home was declared. The first person to die as a result of the outbreak did so that week. The outbreak would eventually claim at least 6 lives. Up until that time, Sudbury had reported only 2 COVID deaths for all of 2020. By the end of January 2021, there would be 7 more COVID-related deaths locally. PHSD reported its vaccine program as a success and credited that success to the efforts of its staff and the staff of partner agencies, including First Nations, area municipalities and healthcare providers. Public health developed a vaccination approach that was not only effective, efficient, and aligned with federal and provincial directives, but one that addressed barriers to equal access, engaging with equity-seeking groups, for example, those living in remote areas, Indigenous people, and persons with disabilities, said the report. By using focused, respectful outreach and purposeful planning, public health and our partners were able to bring vaccines to the arms of individuals who might otherwise not have been protected. The report also revealed that despite the best efforts of public health workers, COVID-19 continued to spread to the point that additional restrictive measures were taken. By November, Sudbury was one of the worst public health jurisdictions in Ontario in terms of the rate of transmission. Sutcliffe issued work-from-home requirements and took steps to encourage people to limit public outings as much as possible. As the Omicron variant became the dominant COVID-19 strain circulating, our agency ended the year with a focus on offering booster doses to all eligible individuals to increase their protection against severe illness, said the report. Also mentioned in the PHSD annual report was the continuing crisis involving opioid substance abuse. PHSD said part of the community drug strategy in 2021 included better public education to reduce the stigma associated with substance abuse along with the need for harm reduction. We know there is not just one quick solution, and in the presence of an ongoing toxic drug supply, public health remains focused on preventing the harms associated with substance use by offering education and awareness-raising activities, working to build resilient communities, and strengthening local partnerships and policies as part of the immediate, medium, and long-term collective strategies to address this crisis, said the report. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.